And now it is time for Young at Heart Moments with Deb Davidson. On the front of your bulletin is a palm frond. You're going to need this partway through this story. So get it ready and practice in your head the word Hosanna. This morning we have a play to share with you about Jesus' teaching. It is presented by the children of Parents' Night Out. When Jesus was about 30 years old, he began his mission on earth to teach people what God really wanted from us. At that time, the Jewish people were expected to follow 613 laws precisely, and it was almost impossible to do. The people relied on making grain and animal sacrifices to atone to God for their sins, and the religious leaders of the day were proud of their status and considered themselves above everyone else. When Jesus began teaching, he said that the greatest commandment was to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, but also to love your neighbor as yourself. He often taught with parables, which are stories with a message. One famous parable was the story of the Good Samaritan. The Jews had an ancient rivalry with the Samaritans, and they were considered enemies. But in Jesus' story, a man that had been beaten up by robbers and left for dead by the side of the road, he was ignored by both Jewish priests and a Levite, a man from a priestly tribe. It was a Samaritan man that helped the hurting man. He cleaned his wounds, brought him to an inn, and paid for his continued care. He told people to forgive others endlessly, because God always forgives us whenever we are truly sorry and ask for forgiveness. He told us not to judge others, but to examine our own selves. He taught us to love our enemies and to do good things for them, because this was how God's kingdom would be realized on earth. He said that we should not collect treasures or wealth here on earth, but lay up treasures in heaven by helping others and giving freely. It was stories like this that challenged the complicated laws that they followed, and it made the religious leaders very angry. It was also stories like this that made sense to the people, and Jesus became more and more popular. Jesus taught and healed people all over Galilee and Judea. He gained many followers, including 12 disciples that were his students. Jesus understood what God had planned for him, but disciples and the crowds did not. When he was headed into Jerusalem, the Jewish holy city, he had two of his disciples go into the neighboring town and bring back a donkey colt, telling the owner, "The Lord needs it." He rode the donkey into Jerusalem amid cheering crowds. These crowds waved palm fronds and they laid down their cloaks to make a path for him. See our crowd as they come in waving palm fronds, shouting, "Hosanna, Hosanna,
Hosanna."
This fulfilled the prophecy of Zechariah, which says, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous, victorious, lowly, riding on a donkey." Jesus went on to fulfill many more prophecies that proved that he was the Messiah sent by God to save mankind.